You know what happens every time I do a podcast? Every time I publish a podcast and I release it out into the world, I automatically want to do another podcast. Like, right away, I just want to do another one. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now, and we'll publish it tomorrow for day 5 of 44. We are going to the bookstore, like I said in the prior cast, but Tim's still got a shower because he's stinky and he's sitting on the couch playing his video games. Aren't you, baby? He doesn't know what I'm talking about, but he really does. All right, I want to talk about expectations. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm doing this 44 podcast in 44 days, and I've said this before, I'm actually doing it just for me. I get that I'm sharing it, and I love getting the comments and the views and the listens. It's just so fun also to get the voicemails, but in all honesty, I'm doing it for myself, and there's such a freedom in that, and it's exciting to me because I feel like I'll observe what happens, and I'll notice the differences that it's already occurring within myself through doing this, but I am honestly going in it with no expectations. Like, I don't expect to get more followers or listeners or call-ins. It's so nice. Like, I really just want to see what happens. Can I do it? It's like, it's actually day 4 now, but I'll be publishing this tomorrow on day 5. And so far, I really like it. Like, I made a list of some topics that I want to talk about. Just, like, expectation was one of them. I just wrote the title, expectation, because I wanted to get into that. And so I like that thinking. It's like, ooh, I have 44 days to just jump into this. What do I want to say? What do I want to share? And that is fun. And there's a freedom in that, sort of, because I don't expect any kind of return. So I'm just free to do what I want. I don't know if that makes sense. That's how I feel. Okay, I said I was going to get to the call-ins because I've got extra call-ins from... Every time I say call-in, I think I'm saying call-in from Spock Pit. I don't know. I'm all tangled up. It's Saturday. It's beautiful. We're going to head over to Barnes. But first, let's get to these extra calls. And don't forget, if you like someone that you're listening to and in these comments, hit that star button. Go over, say hi to them. Meet a new anchorite. It's a whole lot of fun, this community. That is it for me, guys. Whisk out.
Oh, Joe DeLoy here. I'm at my niece's softball game, so if you hear any sound in the background, a car driving by, or kids screaming, that's what it is. Anywho, I was listening to your podcast and Colin's message and thinking about what he said and what you said earlier on about, hey, just because other people do it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But we first started was when I first kind of got back into the OSR thing again, and like last fall, and people said, oh, let's go to MeWe because Facebook, Google's closing down. I hopped over there. There was a D&D group with like 300 people in it. So I'm like, I'm not going to do my own. You know, then I said, fuck it. 300 people, I'm going to try to beat his ass. I don't think that group even exists anymore, and I got close to 3,000 in my group, and it's only, 7-8 months later? So fuck that shit. You could always do it, even though someone has a head start. The other thing, too, is always got to be somebody who's number one, the best-selling book, best-selling blog, YouTube videos. There's always somebody who's going to be number one. Why can't it be us? Why can't it be you? So keep trying. Never give up. Later.
Hey, Joe the Lawyer. That's Joe the Lawyer from Not So Wondrous Adventures. Go check out his podcast. He's very funny. Yeah, I think it doesn't matter. If 100 people have done it before me, so what? I still haven't done it, and I want to do it. So move over, because I'm jumping in. Oh, I made myself laugh. That's how I feel about it. That's how I feel when everybody tells me that they can't do something because somebody else has done it. But I didn't always feel that way. I used to feel like, who cares? There's no room for me. And actually, it was Smoochy Face that got me to change my mind and make me start to realize that, screw it. I want to play too. So move over, because I'm coming in. So that's my attitude now, and I own it, and it's a lot of fun. So thank you for calling in. I hope your weekend was very good and not as cold as it is here. Brr.
44 and 44 is a podcasting marathon. What do you have, 42 left to go? Keep it up, Whisk.
Thank you so much, Logan of Swordbreaker. Go check out his podcast. Yeah, I don't know, 44. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about yet. I'm just going to figure it out as I go. So thank you so much for your support. I much appreciate it.
All right, Whisk. It's April 29th. I just listened to your last 4 podcasts, starting with Getting Out of My Way, and they are fantastic. It's like you're a force of nature. You just... Rawr. So, And it's a nice counterpoint to Tim's kind of easygoing draw. So it's a good matchup there. So looking forward to some more of your podcasts. And yep, there you go. I better get back to the library. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much, Jim. Go check him out at Random Encounters. Hit that star, people. Hit that star. Meet some new anchorites if you don't already know these guys and girls coming up already. Yes, right. We got another chick in the gaming world. Her husband is a gamer and he has a podcast, and I'm going to play both of them right now.
Hello, Happy Whisk. I heard about you from my husband who just started a podcast, and he saw comments, I think, that you left on podcasts that he listens to on Anchor. So I started listening to your podcast too. And it's awesome! I got to this episode because I'm listening to your whole back catalog, and I had to comment because 4 is my favorite number too. I am happy to hear that your favorite number is 4. It is an awesome number, easily divisible by 2. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi and let you know that I'm appreciating your podcast and looking forward to finishing the backlog. Have a good one. Ivy, the lady who's catching up on your backlog because of my husband's recommendation. You keep mentioning air fryers, and I absolutely love our air fryer. We make lots of things in it, especially things like sausage and bacon. My husband will put the bacon on skewers, and we get turkey bacon from Costco that is so tasty. And I don't have to worry about how unhealthy it is. Anyway, I just wanted to drop a quick line and say I love my air fryer too. I don't have a Vitamix yet, but listening to your posts about that is making me really want one. Anyway, our latest passion is our Instant Pot. I'm wondering if you have one of those. Have a good one.
Do I have an Instapot? Yes, I do. I got a little itty bitty baby 3-quart one, and I love it so much. I also got your phone call about the rings. I did finally order a 4-pack of rings because they're the same thing. It just gets so stinky. Even washing it, I find I gotta have the different rings, and now I'll be able to make desserts. Thank you so much, Moon, for calling in. And you guys can check out her podcast, Updates from the Middle of Nowhere. So head on over there, and I believe her husband is coming up in the next phone call.
Hey Whisk, it's Jeff. I just wanted to say thanks for you reaching out and giving me that welcome message. I really do appreciate it. It's kind of daunting when you're sitting there staring at that microphone, trying to think of what to say and putting it out there and wondering if there's anybody that's going to listen or care. And just having somebody say, you know, hi and welcome, that was nice. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate you trying to do that for the community. So just wanted to say thanks. Peace. Hey Whisk, it's Jeff. I just wanted to thank you for your Just Share It episode. It was real kick in the pants. Really got me thinking about stuff, about why to podcast, and I think it really boils down to community rather than consumption. If you listen to something like Radiolab, it's a great podcast, but it's really about consuming. They're putting stuff out, and we're consuming it, and that's great, and a lot of times I want that. But as I get older, I want more community, and that's what Anchor seems to be building, or at least the folks around the OSR and other communities in Anchor are building, is that community, that dialogue, and that feeling like you're connected to people, not to franchises, and that's really good. So I just want to say thanks for that. It was a great episode. Keep going.
That's Jeff of Tomb of All Doom, so check out his podcast. He's a gamer. Click that red star. No, it's not red, is it? It's yellow. I don't know what color it is. It's a star. Click it. Go ahead, click it. You can do it. All right, guys. Thank you so much to both of you for calling, and I look forward to seeing what you guys do with your podcast in the days to come. Appreciate your cheering on and support. It's very, very cool. It is. It is. You're right. It's a community. It's fantastic, and I love it.
Hey, Ivy. Evil Jeff here. Enjoying your podcast, seeing what you're going to do for 44 days. I had an interesting thought. So here's what I'm going to do. Anybody that's listened to you long enough knows you love the number 4. So I'm thinking I should do something that would give her that number 4 as she does this podcast. I really contemplated it for a bit, and it finally struck me. You know, enough recordings, and I could hit that magic number 4. Keep up the good work. Love to hear what you say. And if I've timed this out right, it'll be a good number as well. Well, like you like to say, boogie boogie. See ya.
Thank you very much, Evil Jeff from Minions and Musings. I enjoyed the 4 messages, and I put them in order on Anchor on 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you very much. And I think that wraps it up. Thank you, everyone who called in. So much fun. If you're new to Anchor, or if you're listening on iTunes or anywhere, all you have to do is download the Anchor app, and you can call in on shows. You can listen to shows and subscribe to them. But you can also make your own podcast. Do it. It's so much fun. I can't make scary voices. My throat won't do that today. But it is so much fun, and I thank you all for the support for the 44 podcasts in 44 days. I don't know what I'm thinking, but it's fun so far. So, you know, it's early in the game. I haven't reached cranky level yet, so I will let you know if I do. That's it for me, guys. You can find me on YouTube/ The Happy Whisk, or head on over to MeWe, say hi there, or just drop The Happy Whisk into your search engine and you will find me all over the internet, because that's where I am, all over the internet. Thank you so much. Whisk out.